This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Hong Kong police entered the campus of Polytechnic University early Monday, where a group of anti-government protesters had been occupying the campus for days. Protesters met police officers at the main gate of the university with a hail of petrol bombs and some arrows. A live news feed showed a police vehicle and a university gate engulfed in flames. It appeared to be some of the worst violence since anti-government protests began 5 months ago. Since June, Hong Kong has seen massive regular demonstrations. They started in opposition to a proposed bill that would have allowed Hong Kong citizens to be extradited to mainland China. The protests quickly morphed into wider calls for democracy and opposition to growing Chinese influence over the city. President Trump has taken to Twitter to, in his own way, defend Joe Biden. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The president has used some harsh words for the former vice president and now Democratic presidential candidate, but North Korea is calling Joe Biden a rabid dog who must be beaten to death with a stick. In a tweet aimed at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Trump says Biden may be sleepy and very slow, but he's not a rabid dog and is actually somewhat better than that. Still, Trump adds he is the only one who can get Kim where he has to be and is urging the North Korean to act quickly, get the deal done. The tweet concludes with a hint of another meeting, saying, "See you soon." Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump made an unexpected visit to a military hospital Saturday afternoon for what the White House says is an early start to his annual health checkup. The president spent about 2 hours and 15 minutes at the medical complex in Bethesda, Maryland. White House press secretary said the president underwent a quick exam and labs, and he remains healthy and energetic without complaints. You're listening to VOA News. Pope Francis hosted 1,500 poor and needy people for lunch on Sunday at the Vatican. Zavina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
Some 150 round tables were prepared in the large Vatican Hall, where the Pope normally holds his indoor audiences with the faithful during the winter months. There he hosted lunch for poor people, including migrants and about 50 volunteers who work with the needy. Earlier on Sunday, the Pope celebrated a special Mass in St. Peter's Basilica to raise awareness about the poor in the world. The Mass was attended by the poor and the volunteers, who later lunched with the Pope. The Pope, who chose the name Francis after the saint of the poor, has focused his attention on the world's marginalized since the start of his papacy. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
School children in New Delhi took an environmental oath together on Sunday during a protest against poor air quality, days after schools were shut to protect students' health. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Indian school children took to the streets on Sunday with a strong message.
I'm protesting for my right to breathe because it's completely taken away. And I need to live. It's my right. You can't just take it away.
Schools in the capital, New Delhi, will reopen on Monday after closing for 2 days due to a spike in pollution levels. But air quality is likely to remain very poor, just a notch below the most hazardous severe rating, raising health risks for millions of students.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. The World Health Organization is calling for stricter regulations on the marketing and sale of e-cigarettes as more information comes to light about the potentially harmful impact of these products. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Health officials are increasingly worried about the risks posed by e-cigarettes as reported cases of deaths and illnesses from these devices spread from the United States to Europe and beyond. The World Health Organization says it is disturbed that vaping devices continue to be marketed as products that are healthy and that can wean smokers off their nicotine addiction. Vaping is an extremely profitable growth industry. The number of people using vaping devices has increased from 7 million in 2011 to 41 million in 2018. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venetians coped with another exceptional tide on Sunday. Stores and museums in Venice were mostly closed in the hardest hit area around St. Mark's Square. A tourist wearing rubber boots still came to photograph the flooding. Marissa Milton, VOA News.